HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. It was an interesting week in tech this time. Mark Zuckerberg is back in the news, the coronavirus scare might raise the price of electronics in India, and there's a new phone to talk about. To start with, it seems Mark Zuckerberg has had enough with all the bashing that Facebook takes nowadays. The company's CEO said that Facebook will be taking some strong and controversial positions on issues that are affecting the company. We expect that to be things like data privacy, political advertising, and various other issues that Facebook has faced. What Zuckerberg said is that his company was too focused on not offending people over the past decade, and in this decade, he wants to be understood. Well, let's hope Facebook stops taking our data as much as it does, but that's not gonna happen, is it? Next up, in phones, the Poco Phone X2 is finally here. The once Xiaomi sub-brand has launched its second smartphone. And that's its second smartphone ever in the nearly 2 years that it has existed. The phone has a 120Hz display, it has a 64MP primary camera on the back, and three more cameras to go with it. There are two cameras on the front, and it also has the Snapdragon 730G chipset, which is a gaming chipset from Qualcomm. The phone will cost $19,999 for the highest end variant, and there are lower variants as well. And while we are talking about phones, the European Union has done something very important this week. The organization has passed a legislation that is going to force phone makers to make identical chargers for all phones. That probably means every phone that is sold in countries in the EU will require something like a USB Type-C. Apple opposed this, of course, because Apple uses the lightning cables. But it seems like Apple will eventually have to fall in line. And because the EU is such a huge market, it's possible companies will actually start adhering to this for the rest of the world as well. It's good in a way because you won't have to look for a new charger every time you're not near your charger. You probably will be able to borrow chargers from anyone in office, and that's something all of us want, of course. Moving on. If you're a Google Photos user, your data might have been shared with other users by mistake. Google said that a glitch in a tool called Google Takeout, which is a tool that lets you download data from Google, caused Google Photos to share your private videos with other users. That's of course a big glitch. But Google says only 0.01% of its users were affected, and the company is alerting the users that are affected. It didn't say exactly what the glitch was, but really apologized for the mistake. Well, so much for an apology now though. Lastly, let's end the episode with what's perhaps the biggest story from this past week. It seems like the coronavirus epidemic will also affect tech in some way. 70 to 80% of the components that are used to assemble phones in India come from China. So the dependency of not just phones but the entire electronics sector on China is still huge. And because of the lockdowns in China, factories, manufacturing plants, even offices have been shut down. What a lot of industry executives told me is that if the issue is not solved within 15 to 20 days, then when they place orders for the next quarter, that might be delayed. We'll have to wait and watch how much the supply is affected, but if it is really, really affected, then the prices of electronic products might go up in India for a while.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.